Hey guys, you're listening to the World's Okayest Podcast with Hannah Howard. I'm your host, Hannah Howard. It's been a minute. I have not made a new episode in a few weeks. First good news, I got a full-time job, so your mama's not asking Daddy Trump for no funds anymore. I was able to get off unemployment during the pandemic, and I'm really proud of myself. Although I will tell you, my new job exists solely because the pandemic exists. That's right. I am a COVID contact tracer, which made it very ironic that two weeks after I got my job, I got COVID. So that's why for 2 weeks I didn't do a podcast because I was busy training and learning my new job. And then for 2 weeks I didn't do my podcast because I was hacking my lungs up, had no energy, and was extremely depressed in isolation. So that's my sob story. But yay job, and yay I'm finally over COVID. So here I am, still got a cough, but we're powering through. I wanted to come on here and just kind of like remind everybody that we're still here. We took a break for the holidays, and I definitely want to dive back in and drop a new episode for next Wednesday. I'm going to pull up my calendar. Next Wednesday is the 13th. So next Wednesday, I will be starting a new series, which is fun because I haven't really done a series on my podcast yet, just like random interviews with no rhyme or reason, just good content because I'm awesome like that, I guess. But on the 13th, I'm going to start a new series. The series is going to be on personality traits. So I found this really interesting. Before finding my job and like really trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life, I kind of hit like this little bit of 32-year-old crisis. I really miss stand-up comedy. Obviously, I wouldn't be telling you this through a podcast if I didn't miss it. So I've been doing online shows a lot, which definitely helps. And it's really fun, but you just can't replace the feeling of being on a stage with a microphone with lights and hearing the audience laughter, even if it's like five comics on a 2 a.m. open mic. I miss it so much. And I've got really close friends that I haven't physically been in the same room with since March. And it's just, I mean, just like everybody else, pandemic, you know, we're all feeling it. Anyway, I kind of had a little pity party in November. I hit this moment in the quarantine, if you will, where I was like, oh, okay, so my entire identity was wrapped in the approval of other people. Got it. And I was no longer getting that. So I got a little depressed. I'm going to be straight up and honest. This is my podcast. I can say whatever the hell I want. So I got a little depressed. I love my therapist. If you don't have one, 10 out of 10, do recommend. But the podcast is fun. It's just comedy is my heart and my soul. And that's not a thing right now. So I'm having a hard time trying to find out what makes me tick, what gets me out of bed in the morning, because the things that I had that were really fun for me and really good for me, separate from my identity as a wife and a mom, were gone in an instant because of a global pandemic, which is completely out of my control. And also, I hated feeling bad about it because there are people dying or not being able to hold funerals for the people who were close to them who died. And I'm like, God, Hannah, get some perspective. But it's true. I've just been on the struggle bus, and my inner turmoil was real for me. It is real. I'm still not great, but I think I'm trying, and that's all that matters right now. Anyway, so in my little adventure of trying to figure out what I needed, what I needed to get me out of bed besides my kids and everything around me that's wonderful, but what I needed. And I was advised to take a personality test and find out what it is that gets me motivated, which is interesting because I'm not a motivated person. I don't make goals. I don't write 5-10 year plans. I didn't even go to college. Like, it's not something, I don't really invest in my future. I am a very instant gratification kind of person. I don't know if any of you are like that. Let me know if you are so I don't feel crazy, but I felt like I just wasn't putting forth any energy into my future. And for the longest time, I was okay with that. And then all of a sudden, I'm just not okay with it because I don't know what any of my future looks like. None of us do with this crap. But I decided to take a personality test, and I started with the Enneagram. I don't know if any of you have heard of that. It's a really, really old way to find out your personality, which I didn't realize because I had heard about it like only 5 years ago through my church back when I was doing that. But the Christians really took a hold of it a few years ago and it became a huge fad. And honestly, that's probably why I didn't take it for so long, because I thought, well, the church is obsessed with it, so I'm not going to do it, if I'm being totally honest. But one of my favorite authors and writers wrote in her book, I highly suggest you do this. So I decided to bite the bullet and take this test. And there's just so much information out there. And this really honed in on me as a person and an individual and really like wrote me. It felt like I was understood when I read more about my personality trait after taking the test. And if you haven't done it yet, I suggest you do. I don't remember the website. Literally just Google Enneagram test. Click on the first one. I think it's 40 questions long. It didn't take long. And it really diagnosed me. And there are books for each personality trait. There are entire podcasts about it. I mean, there's so much information out there. So I took a deep dive and started really looking into my personality trait. And so I posted on Facebook and just made an announcement like, hey, I'm finally into this personality trait stuff. Who's with me? And I got an overwhelming response of people who are like super into it. And there's like retreats, full-blown weekend where you can go and learn about the different Enneagram numbers and like be grouped up with other people in your personality trait. I was super fascinated by this. And so I ended up getting in contact with several people who either are just personally obsessed with Enneagram and personality traits and did a huge investigation into each personality trait and know a ton. And then I spoke with somebody who actually went to one of those retreats for a weekend and took a deep dive into their own personality trait. And then I talked to somebody who took like paid money for classes. And there's so much information out there and I'm just eating it all up. So I've decided this is a series. I'm going to do a series on personality traits and the different things that make us tick, because I feel like, especially with the new year, we're turning into this unknown. The joke is like, we're in 2021, don't touch anything. Like, nobody jinx it. But I think honestly, we're all kind of worried. And it's like we're sleeping with one eye open right now. And we're trying not to make New Year's resolutions or get our hopes up. I mean, that's me. I'm not making any New Year's resolutions except to be present. Like, that's it. Just be here, because there is nowhere else I'm gonna go. So at the risk of being totally vulnerable with my little listeners here, we are going to be honest and open and raw with each other and go into my own version of therapy in the Enneagram and other personality traits. And I think you're going to like it. So far, the episodes that I have recorded are enlightening and really good information. And so I wanted to hop on here and do just one quick little tiny episode with just me, tell you where I'm at, tell you I'm alive, tell you that everything sucks when I get it. Like, none of us are having a good time. And if you are having a good time, stop it. You're lying. But I would encourage you, if you have not already, find out your Enneagram number. And maybe if you want, do a little research on yourself. Because when we start to do the lessons with, or podcast interviews with my friends, you're going to see how you pull up in all these different scenarios with the personality trait that you end up being after you take the test. So check it out. Look up an any Enneagram test, take it, and tell me what you are. I'm not going to tell you what I am yet. I want you to guess. That's right. All my Enneagram experts can probably guess me. I am textbook. Like, everything, there's not even a hint of me in any of the other numbers. Like, I am that number. So if you're an expert, you can guess it. I promise you. Comment on my Instagram post with this advertisement for the episode and tell me what number you think I am. And tell me what number you are. And I want to figure out where we go from here. And if you have any other things that you want to say about the Enneagram, give me a shout out. Maybe I'll talk to you and put you on the podcast as well. So here we go. Happy New Year. I look forward to next week, the 13th, when we drop our first Enneagram personality trait episode in our new series. Happy New Year, bitches.